A dozen states have yet to adopt the low-income health care coverage provided by the Affordable Care Act, leaving hundreds of thousands of Americans uninsured. And it's become a driving issue in some statewide political campaigns this election season. Here's NPR's Laura Benshoff with more.
About 4 years ago, Cecilia Spotted Tail, who goes by Biz, felt something growing inside her.
I know something's wrong. I know my body. You know, I couldn't lay on my stomach because I kept feeling that ball.
Spotted Tail is 53 years old. She lives in South Dakota, where she's raised five kids on the Rosebud Indian Reservation. She now runs her own small business.
I created a flower farm. My business is called Busy's Bees.
Spotted Tail says it took months for a doctor to take her concerns seriously, and she had no health insurance. By the time she would get it removed, the benign tumor inside her uterus weighed 8 pounds. Spotted Tail scrambled to figure out how to pay for the procedure.
First of all, I found out that it would cost about $54,000.
To do what exactly?
To do the surgery.
Her experience speaks to issues with the Indian Health Service, but also what it's like to be one of the millions of uninsured in the U.S. In 2010, the Affordable Care Act started bringing that number down. It increased how many low-income Americans qualify for public health insurance or Medicaid. But 12 states, including South Dakota, have chosen not to adopt that expansion. Spotted Tail eventually got the surgery. She's become one of the faces of the campaign to expand Medicaid in her state.
We live in America, and it's not like we don't have the resources.
There's so many different ways that this will benefit South Dakotans.
Zach Marcus is the campaign manager for South Dakotans Decide Healthcare. The initiative gets funding from large hospital systems and health-focused nonprofits. It's pushing to expand Medicaid by amending the state's constitution. Marcus says the goal is to close what's known as the coverage gap.
We all know someone who is making too much money to qualify for Medicaid and yet still is unable to afford insurance.
That includes around 16,000 people living in South Dakota. Putting the expansion on the ballot also bypasses GOP state leadership.
I don't support it. I don't think more welfare in South Dakota is going to make it stronger.
That's Republican State Senator Lee Schoenbeck, a leading critic of the amendment. Here he is speaking to South Dakota Public Broadcasting.
Putting it in the Constitution is way past ridiculous.
But five other red states have already expanded Medicaid this way. Polling in South Dakota shows a majority of voters are in favor. Democratic candidates in other states where Medicaid has not expanded are also making it a plank in their platforms. In Texas, candidate for governor Beto O'Rourke put out this ad.
When I'm governor, we're expanding Medicaid. We bring $10 billion into communities. We lower your property taxes.
People's health above politics. That's why I'm voting for Beto.
And in Georgia, Stacey Abrams has hammered her opponent, Governor Brian Kemp.
He has decided for the rest of us that we don't deserve access to health care. He has decided for the rest of us that 500,000 Georgians shouldn't be able to wake up and take care of themselves and their families.
Both candidates are trying to unseat GOP incumbents. In both states, polling shows a majority of voters support expanding Medicaid. Cornell University professor Jamila Michener says it makes sense. Democrats want to point that out to woo voters.
And it's also more largely one way of trying to create some accountability for elected officials who should not be able to ignore the preferences and the needs of their constituents.
Even if Democrats win the governor's office in states like Texas and Georgia, they can't expand Medicaid alone. So far, a few GOP lawmakers are willing to join them. Michener says expanding Medicaid could also impact future elections.
Medicaid expansions, at least in the short to medium term, are associated with increased political participation.
She says the issue isn't just about physical health, but about the health of U.S. democracy. Laura Benshoff, NPR News.